Welcome to my shamanic life at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find the past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you are supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a very gentle yoga practice in a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. Find yourself some space on the wall. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. Time is now. I'm still working with my new book and deck, Maya Toll's The Illustrated Bestiary. And the card that I pulled to guide me into the book this morning is Nuthatch. And Nuthatch's message is change your perspective. Nuthatch has a particular adaptation that it allows it to walk down a tree trunk as well as up. Makes it different than many of the other birds. And this unique adaptation allows it to store its seed for winter in places that it can see very easily looking down, but most other birds will not see. It's hidden because they can only look up. And the invitation from this card is to approach problems from another direction. And Maya Toll asks us to reflect on our patterns in life, some of which are social contracts that keep us safe, such as all agreeing to drive on the same side of the road. And some habits and patterns have deep ancestral and childhood roots. And it's those that we tend to feel challenged by when someone goes against the grain. So when you are faced with that, seeing someone go against the grain or against the flow, what thoughts and feelings come up for you? And how does it feel for you when you're faced with an opportunity or an imperative to go against the flow? Where do you feel it in your body? What are your thoughts and beliefs? Are you a rebel or are you an innovator? It feels very appropriate to reflect on this today. We are in week two of the Friday global climate strikes. And I've been following Greta Thunberg as she's spoken at the UN and has been leading this movement and watching in particular the way others have been reacting to her. I've seen some really vile stuff. I've also seen support. In a lot of what I've seen fear. I've seen people faced with somebody coming at them from a different direction and having to consider if those deep-rooted patterns are wrong or ready to be changed. And how do we feel about the rebels and the innovators throughout history? For many of us, myself included, there is a desire to be a rebel, to move in another direction. But I'm not ready physically, emotionally, in my beliefs, to drop everything, to travel to a city and join a climate strike. That doesn't mean that I don't support and celebrate this movement. The thing about frontline activism is that it's truly not for everybody. But that doesn't mean that there's nothing we can do. And I was really happy this week to join the inaugural call of a newly forming Earth-based spirituality action team within the auspices of the Citizens Climate Lobby. The Citizens Climate Lobby is exactly what it sounds like. It's a group who is dedicated to bringing awareness to climate change and to lobby for legislation to help us combat climate change. The action team, as it's starting, has said that its purpose is to encourage all of those of us who are practicing different aspects of earth-based spirituality and who hold the earth sacred to reach out into their communities and to help bring them into involvement within Citizens Climate Lobby. We have a lot of reach and power within these groups, and Citizens Climate Lobby gives us a great way to be activists without being on the front line, to reach out to our representatives, to have input, and to connect with the other people who feel the same way. If you're interested in finding out more, and I'll put this in the show notes as well, the direct link to the group within the Citizens Climate Lobby community, you can go to tiny.cc/EBSAT, Earth-Based Spirituality Action Team. And if you're hearing this and you are thinking, oh no, not another commitment or thing to do, I totally hear you. If you're feeling busy, overwhelmed, and tired, please know that you're not alone. As I'm talking to yoga students, shamanic Reiki clients, mentorship clients, one of the themes I'm hearing over and over again is, I'm tired. I'm worn out. I can't take the stress anymore. This is a stressful time. And one of the things that makes it difficult to be an activist is that the battle is ongoing. And we're pushing and we're pushing and we're fighting and we're resisting. We're holding the line and it's wearing everyone out physically, emotionally, mentally. So I'm going to ask you to give yourself 20 to 30 minutes to stop pushing, to stop fighting, and restore your energy. I asked you to put your mat near a wall. And if you don't have a mat, it's okay. If you don't have a wall, if you're outside, find yourself a tree or a boulder, even a fallen down log, something that you can put your legs up against. But before we get there, come to sitting in staff pose with your legs extended forward, your feet lightly flexed and the backs of your heels down. Sit tall on your sitting bones. Soften your knees and even put a little micro bend into them. Your low back is straining. Lean back slightly, moving your hands a little bit behind your hips. Lengthen your spine. Drop your shoulders down your back. Close your eyes or take a soft gaze downward. Connect with your breath. Breathe slowly in through your nose, down through your throat, into your lungs, into the bottom of your lungs, down into your belly. And then exhale slowly out through your nose, feeling the air flowing up out of the belly, out of the lungs, through your throat, and out. Another slow breath in, drawing the breath down deep. Breathe slowly out, releasing. Connecting with your breath. Feel it flow in. Feel it flow out. And bend your right knee. Walk your foot in. Drop your knee open to the right side so that you can tuck your foot into the inside of your left thigh. Your back is straining. Stay tall. or even with your hands back just a little bit. Otherwise, take an inhale, lengthen, and as you exhale, hinge from your hips, lean forward over your left leg. Walk your hands down your leg towards your foot, just to the point you begin to feel the sensation of stretch in the back of your left thigh. Press the back of your left heel down gently to keep your knee soft. Reach your heart out over your knee. And continue to breathe deeply, following the breath in and out. No rush, no hurry to move out of this pose. Be in it for a couple more breaths. As you take your next breath in, walk your hands in. Bring your hands next to your hips or slightly behind you. Lift tall through your heart. Reach underneath your right knee with your hand and lift your knee up. And if it's appropriate for you, step your foot over to the outside of your left thigh. Hold onto your knee with your left hand and move your right hand back behind your hip. Inhale, sink your sitting bones down, lengthen through your spine. And as you exhale, rotate your heart to the right. Use your left hand to hug your left side ribs to your right thigh. Relax your shoulders down. Turn your chin a little bit more to the right and look into the right corners of your eyes. Feel your spine and your energy spiraling up from your tailbone to your crown. Breathe into it. As you take your next breath in, unwind your twist. Hold on to your knee with your right hand and drop your left hand to your side for a moment and take a little counter twist to the left. Very gently turning the spine in the other direction for two breaths. And now release your heart forward. Drop your right knee toward the ground so that your ankle lands on your left thigh, just above the knee. Flex your right foot so your toes pull towards your shin. Walk both hands a couple inches behind your hips. Turn your fingers to face whatever direction creates the least pressure in your wrists. Sink your right knee toward the ground. Relax your sitting bones down and lengthen through your spine. Draw your heart through your arms. If there's space to go deeper, bend your left knee and walk your left heel towards your buttock until you begin to feel stretch in your right hip. Keep lifting up through your heart so that your low back curves into your body and your shoulder blades fall down. Take a few more breaths. Now walk your left foot forward and flatten your leg. Keep your hands behind you and your heart lifted. Going carefully over your left knee, slide your right foot down your leg until your right ankle crosses the left. And then relax your right leg, your right thigh. Feel your thigh bone get heavy in the back of your leg. Notice if there's any sensation in your right hip. If so, stay here. If there's still room to deepen, walk your hands closer to your hips and sit tall, pausing for a moment to re-relax your thigh. And you can go deeper still by hinging from your hips, leaning your heart out over your knees. Walk your hands forward towards your feet. Notice where you start to feel sensation. Avoid strain. Stay inside your edge. Be gentle. Relax your thigh, releasing the muscles that brought you into this forward fold. Take another breath. If you're leaning forward, walk your hands in, bringing them next to your hips. Lift your right foot off of the left and set your heel down, returning to staff pose. Pause for a moment and notice how it feels in your right hip, down the right leg, up the right side. Just notice with no expectations. Now bend your left knee. Walk your foot in. Then drop your knee open to the left and tuck the sole of your foot into the inside of your right thigh. Get tall through your spine. Stay back slightly if you're straining in your low back. Sit tall and deepen with an exhale, hinging forward over your right leg, walking your hands down towards your foot. Reach your heart over your right knee. Pause when you feel sensation and find your breath. Follow the breath in and out. On your next inhale, walk your hands in. Sit tall. Reach under your knee with your left hand to guide that leg up, and then step the left foot to the outside of the right thigh. Hold your knee with your right hand. Walk your left hand behind your hip. Get tall through your spine. And as you exhale, rotate your heart to the left, guiding the right side ribs to the left thigh. Relax your shoulders down your back, broaden your collarbones. Sink down into your sitting bones. Turn your chin towards your left shoulder. Look into the left corners of your eyes. And breathe up and down the spiral of your spine. On your next breath in, release out of your twist. Hold your knee with your left hand, walk your right hand back, and rotate your heart to the right for two breaths. Countering your twist. Release back to center with your next inhale. Lower your left knee toward the floor and rest your ankle on your right thigh just above the knee. Flex your left foot. Walk your hands 2 to 3 inches behind you with your fingers angled comfortably. Lift up through your heart. Relax your hips down. Drop your left knee a little bit closer to the ground. And notice how the left hip feels. If there's space to deepen, bend your right knee. Walk your right heel in. When you feel sensation in your left hip, stop. Lift your heart. Curve the low part of your spine forward in your body. Breathe. Follow the breath in through your nose, down through your throat, into your lungs, into your belly, and then feel the breath flow out again through the nose, slowing it down. Walk your right foot out and flatten your leg. Still leaning back on your hands, slide your left foot carefully over the right knee and cross your left ankle over the right. Relax your left thigh. If you've got sensation in your left hip, stay here, or deepen by walking your hands next to your hips. Get tall. Relax again through the thigh. Go deeper still by hinging from your hips, leaning forward over your legs. Walk your hands forward towards your feet. Stop when you feel sensation. Even if it's very small. Stay with the flow of breath. As you take your next inhale, walk your hands in next to your hips. Sit tall. Lift your left foot and set your heel down inside the right. Relax both legs and notice the sensation as you release those poses from your left side. Take another round of breath. Now bend your knees and bring your feet to the ground and roll down onto your back. Lay your head so that your neck is in line with the rest of your spine. Tuck your chin slightly. Move your heels in towards your sitting bones. Stack your knees over your heels. Reach your arms down your sides. Now take an inhale. Press down into your big toes and lift your hips off the floor, coming into bridge pose. Turn your inner thighs toward the floor. Reach out through your knees. Lift your belly, your heart. And if you'd like to go deeper, roll your shoulders underneath one at a time until you're resting on the outside edges of your upper arms. Clasp your hands behind your back. Reach your knuckles towards your heels. Breathe here. Reaching the knees out over the toes and the heart toward the throat. Feeling the release of this back bend in front of the hips. The abdomen. Take one more breath. Release your hands. Roll your shoulders out one at a time. And then very slowly release your hips down onto the mat. Keep your feet on the floor and pause just a few moments to allow your back to settle back into its neutral position. Roll to one side and slowly sit up. Sit very close to the wall with one hip against the wall and one shoulder against the wall, so you're sideways. Knees bent, feet on the floor. Transition to legs up the wall. By turning your back down onto the ground and sending your feet up onto the wall until you're in an L position with your legs on the wall. If you're straining in your hamstrings, come down and start a little further away from the wall. You can also support underneath your hips with a folded blanket or even a bolster for more height if you'd like to add a little bit of back bend into the pose. Once you get settled, Relax your arms by your sides or put your hands on your belly. Align your head with your spine. Drop your chin slightly. Rest the backs of your heels against the wall. With your feet lightly flexed in a natural position. Close your eyes. Connect in with your breath. Watch what comes up as you lay here, embodying Nuthatch, changing direction, perspective. Notice what it feels like in your legs as the fluids go against the usual flow. I'm going to leave you here to stay as long as you desire. When you're ready to come down, bring your knees down towards your chest, roll to your side, and rest there before you make your way slowly up. Give yourself this time to be restored, to rejuvenate, so you're ready to come back into the fight. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.